The legislature boosted the maximum benefit in 2010 from $2,500 to $10,000. Velma Thomas with the Alaska Department of Labor says many fishermen have not learned about the changes in the program or how to take advantage of it.
The fund is an emergency medical fund, and it pays after private insurance has been billed or if public assistance was provided. And pretty much to qualify for benefits, you must have a valid commercial fishing license at the time of the injury, and the injury must be directly connected to your commercial fishing activity, and the injury must have occurred in Alaska or in Alaskan waters.
The program paid out $866,000 last year to fishermen. The program so far in FY2013 has received 475 claims, including 100 out of the district that includes Bristol Bay.
We see quite a few back injuries, strains, pulls, hernias. So yeah, as long as it's commercial fishing related.
The legislature's decision to raise the maximum was done in part to cover rapidly rising health care costs.
You know, one injury, just especially if you're kind of isolated, the medevac, you could look at $10,000 to $20,000 just to get to a provider. For a fracture, arm, or wrist, you're probably looking at, on average, $25,000, I would say. So it's pretty costly.
As fishermen prepare for the busy 2013 season, Thomas recommends getting licenses quickly to ensure eligibility.
Before a captain or a skipper hires crew, ensure that after they are hired, that they get their license as soon as possible.
The Alaska Fisherman's Fund predates statehood. It's been paying for emergency fishing injuries since 1951. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.